Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Celebrating birthdays up in this piece. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome back to Tweet Trends. Last week this time, I was celebrating a birthday. Now, if you thought that that birthday was mine, well, I'm so sorry. That answer is incorrect. In fact, the birthday that I was celebrating was the Tweet Trends birthday. Tweet Trends turned 6 years old last week, Thursday. And for some strange reason, I don't know why I didn't think to actually release an episode that day. Instead, all I could think about was let's celebrate and let's figure out the future of Tweet Trends. Where are we going? What are we trying to do? Who are we trying to build up? Like, seriously, what's going on? So, but again, it was 6 years ago, last Thursday, that I started Tweet Trends. So yes, happy birthday, Tweet Trends. And happy birthday to all of you. For those of you that have stuck with me over the years, for those of you that are new, let me just say, Tweet Trends has changed drastically through the years. When I first started the podcast, it was 5 days a week. And each day I would cover 3 trending topics that were on Twitter. And the past couple of days, I said, you know what? Let me revisit what I used to do. And so I went to my little connect with the trends, what's trending on Twitter. And when I tell you, in a list of well over 30 items, topics, names, I maybe knew 2. None of the others, just off of sight, even remotely looked or sounded familiar. So I don't know if I'm that far removed or if the things that are trending now on what used to be Twitter's, now X, if the things that are trending have now kind of, left me in the dust, then, you know, I just have to accept that. But I was really blown away. I was like, you know, I used to have a hard time picking which 3 things I wanted to talk about because there were so many things that I knew about, the things that were going on. And I'm just kind of like, oh, wow, yikes. I know I've been away for a while, but I should know more of the things. And it could just be that the platform is changing and the conversations are changing and maybe even the demographic has changed. And that might be why I like these topics aren't resonating with me or even looking remotely familiar at that. Let me just say that. But it was fun to look back at that. Another thing that I would do with the show is that I would look for good news. I would look to try to find somewhere in the world, it didn't matter where somebody did something nice for somebody or just random acts of kindness, those types of things. And I would highlight those as well, because honestly, the news cycle just seemed like all doom and gloom. And I just felt like somewhere there needed to be a spark of something positive. And if I could bring a little bit of that into your world, then I felt like I would be doing a great service, because then if I put that little spark on your plate and then you share that with somebody else, like, oh man, I heard about this really great thing that this person did for somebody, or they saved something, or, you know, anything along those lines, and spread that little bit of good news, then it could maybe try to combat some of the bad news that we always hear about. And I don't know why it is that bad news seems to sell. Like, it's a train wreck and you can't look away from it, but it's so gruesome and so horrible. And you're just like, oh, this makes me feel so bad, but I just can't look away. Why is that? Seriously, guys, why is that? Because when it's good things happening, people turn and keep on moving. It's like, oh, look, there's somebody helping a little old lady across the street. But I'm going to keep it trucking in the opposite direction. I'm not going to acknowledge that that's a great thing that they did. They didn't know that little old lady, but they took time out of their whatever it was that they were doing to walk them across the street and then come back and go back to whatever they were doing. Those types of things don't get recognition. You don't get a high five for it or a pat on the back. You get a side eye like, oh, and who do they think they are? Goody two shoes. Why? Why, world? Why? Why does it have to be like that? So that was one of the things that I used to do. And when I got away from the trending stuff, I also got away from that. So that might be one thing that I'm going to try to bring back, revisit, because the good news is not spreading. It's not. And, you know, I may not be the popular girl for spreading good news, but the feeling I feel like that I'm going to get from it is way better than any type of popularity contest or accolades that I could get because I'm spreading gossip, rumors, and bad news. The last thing I want to talk about that Tweet Trends used to do really heavy back in the day that I kind of got away from, but I'm looking to going back towards that, is for each episode, out of the three things that were trending, I would try to find a way to connect a nonprofit to that particular topic. And by shining a light on a nonprofit, it was my hope that that would kind of open people's eyes to wanting to be able to give to something that maybe means something to them that they didn't realize was out there. You know, philanthropy, it's almost like people feel like I got to hit the lottery first before I can be giving, before I can do a whole lot for other people. But you don't have to always give money to organizations to show that you support them. You can give your time, your energy, your ideas. You can do so many other things without having to reach in your pocket and be like, I'm going to throw some money at it and maybe it'll go away or get fixed or whatever. And so what I would do is I would do research, find some type of a nonprofit or a program or a scholarship, something that's relating to one of the three topics, and would actually tag them in it to let them know, you know, hey, I see you guys. I see you're doing great things. Keep up the good work. That's another thing that I think I definitely want to get back to. It's going to take a little bit of extra work. It's going to take, you know, research and time and whatnot. But I think it's research and time well spent, because if that organization can get an extra dollar because somebody heard it on Tweet Trends, then that's an extra dollar that they can use towards whatever their cause is and to helping people in whatever that space is as well. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. Again, I'm so excited, 6 years in, but I hope you are as excited as I am to see where Tweet Trends is going to go from here. There are so many things that I want to do, and I'm really excited about rolling out some of these new things with social media and other little aspects about the podcast that I kind of want to change or tweak. And I hope you're here for it. I hope you're here for the ride with me and that you share it with your friends and loved ones. And let me know what it is that you want to hear about. What is it that's interesting to you? And I would love to do the research, do a deep dive, and bring those experts to you, bring that information, share it with you, and those that you love. So once again, thanks for joining me for the episode. You know where to find me on Twitter, or actually that place that's now called X, Instagram, YouTube, at Hey Yvette, that's at HEYEVETTE, or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends.